Let's look at Perek Mem Ches, Pasuk Zion. Says Vak Barasham Kasab Parish Rashi Loholi Chasa Filo Bes Lechem Laknis Laretz. They didn't take Rachel to
even as far as Bes Lechem
to bring her in there to Liadati Mahu.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? Kevin Rachel was in Eretz Yisrael.
Chiba Chutz Laretz Nikbaro, she buried in Chutz Laretz exactly like you said, Chas V'Shalom. Shebaritz Mesa Visham Nikbru. Moshanemar Khan Viparsha Mesa La Rochabres Kanan, Sham Kosovod Mafurush, Yavo Yaakov, Luza Shirbears, Kanan Hi Besel, Xivisu Besel, Vio Kivrasar Slavo Afrosa, Mesa Baderach Ben Besil Ben Beslech and Frost versus Thro. So it's all Eretz Thro.
Right, so how can Rashi say, right, that he didn't even bring a Lachlis or Laretz?
Let's see in the bottom of Shavel's Tzavra there, amen. So Chib Chutz Laretz, Mikbro, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrachi Tirich, Kovanas Rashi Vinas Laretz, Hila Ir, Kom Laretz no Shavas.
Seems a little bit, a little forced. It's a settled area.
Rashi agrees with Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, that Rashi agrees it was Eretz Yisrael, but Laretz, he means to the city of Beis Lechem, rather, you know, he sort of buried her, you know, helter skelter on the side of the road instead of bringing her to a civilized, you know, area, populated area.
What is the lashon of Rashi? Laretz, I mean.
Well, that's so their aim is
doesn't mean
their aim is sort of forcing, right. It's like, you know, right. Kimto almost in lashon Rashi, then he means Eretz Noshavas.
Right, Sefer Tais Moshe in the some say from the Tarat Shafel Bishar Tzor Himuk Seks Lios Benachol Olas Enu. Enu Mekdash Asher Kitchi Yoshu Benun. Kolz Manch Neshkatz Din Chutzor Zishlo Bavad. She would have been buried in Beis Lechem, would have had nicknamed Kedush Arts.
Well, if he had purchased an area, either put her in Maris HaMachpelah,
Or bought something,
but here he just kind of found a random, you know, hefker place. Right. So then it's not Niskadish until Yeshua comes. And so really, what Rashi says, you know, that he didn't, he wasn't machnas her to the Aretz, it means that he didn't make sure that the place where she was Niskadish there then. Yeah.
So either it means that it was Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't to the city. That's the Moraim.
Right.
Some service it wasn't Niskadish.
Huh.
Okay, let's continue. Vak Barasham, Yadati Sheish Bilvavcha Alai. I will bury her there, and I know Sheish Bilvavcha Alai.
Remember, he's speaking to Yosef. He says, I know that you've got issues with me because of this, that I didn't take care of your mother.
Vak Barasham, Yadati Sheish Bilvavcha Alai. How did he know where she was buried?
How did who know?
Yosef.
Yosef was alive. Yosef was there when she was buried.
I guess, does it say in the pasuk, or is that a lie?
How could it not be?
I don't know.
No, I mean, they were all traveling together, right? Binyamin's born, she dies, Yosef's already been born.
Right.
So and it's certainly before the Mechira.
You're saying everyone was there, you mean?
Presumably.
Yeah. Okay.
At a minimum, he knows that they stopped on the side of the road, you know, basically, and buried her.
Yeah, okay. You should know that Al Pi Dibor, I buried her there, Shatei Lezer Labana, that she should be a help for the kids in the future. She Yiglam, Lunuvuzadron, when Lunuvuzadron exiles them, Hayavur Misham Derech Yatzto, and they're passing there, Derech Sham, Yatzto Al Kivra, he goes Al Kivra, Bixur Rachman Land.
Right, famous Heftor, second day of Rosh Hashanah, right? Rachman Vak Al Banel.
Mm-hmm. So Lunuvuzadron exiled them, Hayavur Derech, Lunuvuzadron became a gear, no?
No. Later.
Later, yeah, because you're going to give them value of Oru and Derech Shem. Yatzta, Pazuk says, Yatzta, I'll give a buck Shirachman Lim. Big Shirachman Lim. Shnemar, Kobra Ma Nishma Rachman Vakal Banaha.
Right, so there's Baruch who said to me, put her here, bury her here, Al Shem Hasid, right. You know, with an eye towards the future.
Kodesh Baruch Hu Mishiv Yishchar Lepul Asef, Agon Rashav Banim Lekvul Moshim Rashi. That's Rashi over there, I guess.
That's Rashi over here.
I guess
I think so.
Shachokoponim Shi Yeremiz Bimikalatamza Shemar Bal Gadazu He says, I'll call upon him that there should be a hint. Mikra l'tam zeshnem, we'll go to zoo.
There's a great medrash that Rashi quotes, but we need to find more. Vekbar Hasham is very bare to attach that whole drash to it. So he says, we got to find more of Remus in these psukim for this story.
Shema zom mashom rakosu meisalai rochabo derech rekwa shama derech klomer derech shayavru babana meisa shama shama kredila tovasa. Right? What does it say?
He's saying, maybe that's why the psukim say, right,
Right.
She passed away on the road. And I buried her specifically on the road, meaning the road that her children will take in the future.
Right. He lo mesa b'derech rak b'rama shehir b'aretz b'nyam n'sham nikbara. She died b'rama.
She didn't die on the derech.
She died b'rama.
She died in Rama,
which is in Binyamin.
That's not literally true. That's not what actually happened. She actually died at Rama.
Right.
But the word, the use of the word derech, Rabban says, is again, al shem ha'asid. That's the hint. That's the what the medrash could be tied to in the psukim to say, what does it mean that she was buried al derech? It's on the derech that her children will asid to take when they go into Gaulis.
Right. Well, constantly a farce by Caesar, Rakim was been. The Pasuk doesn't talk about.
Right, I can tell you straight up, clearly, Rachel was buried here because ultimately.
He's really agreeing with Rashi.
Yeah, he's trying to find his support. He's trying to find support. It's a great shot, but I need to find more support in the psukim for it.
Right. Well, there have shot Gamkin, Omolo, Kane, Kimit Natsel, Shalichal, Yosef, Buros, Kefso, Pikrus, Amara, Ashla, Cover, Imo, Sham. It also says that he felt bad that it shouldn't anger Yosef.
Right, she doesn't want to be in a situation where he's coming to Yosef and saying, please bury me, you know, please put in all this effort, you know, expend all this political capital to go up to bury me in Marsha Machpelah. He doesn't want Yosef to look at him and say, why? You didn't bury my mother in Marsha Machpelah. Why should I care?
Right. Kasher kover sham is Leah.
And he did bury Leah there. And Yosef knew that, presumably.
He says you
have to understand that at least she was buried. Okay, maybe she wasn't Marsha Machpelah, but at least it was in Eretz Canaan.
Right.
Whereas if you don't do what I'm asking, then I'm going to get buried outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is a whole other league from what, you know, a whole other order of magnitude from what Rachel had.
Right. And she died. Wasn't able to bury
her. I couldn't go to bury her in Marsha Machpelah.
Because
I couldn't do it. It couldn't happen. Right? There was nobody there to embalm her. It wasn't like I could just drop everything and go off on this spazier off to you know, with a corpse off to Marsha Machpelah. There was no way to do it.
Why so did I need to embalm her to put in Marsha Machpelah?
Because of the travel time. And that's what it means, Mesa Alai. You know, it's kind of like he's taking responsibility for the fact that there's the reality was it couldn't be done.
Right. Fava Bishamara Samachpela in Rachok and Hisham Rachetzi Kichetzion.
Aye, the reality is Marsha Machpelah is not that far away from where they were.
Right. Yaakov COVID mode and the Gordon maybe be a bias.
Right, it would have taken a long time.
That's
for him
why
to
we
do
need
there.
The embalming.
Right, we know it took him a long time to move even a small distance.
To get to Yitzchak.
Right. It says, you know, it took him, the Gemara Darshan of Sukkim, it took him 2 years. A year and a half, anyway, right?
To get to Yitzchak.
To get to Yitzchak after his encounter with Esav.
What did Yitzchak say to him then?
Welcome home? I don't know.
Is that discussed in the Chumash?
No. You don't ever actually see them. It just says that he got, you know, by Avo Yaakov Shalem Yir Shechem, right? That's the whole, you know, McNeil Sasukos, the sorry, Sukkah before that, right? The idea was that each one of those, there are time periods that are Darshan in the Gemara, each one being like 6 months. So I think it was like a year and a half.
No dialogue said in the Chumash, no?
No, absolutely not.
But he does see her, right? He does see him, no? He does see
it. Yeah, because it says that Esav and Yaakov buried him together.
Right.
So certainly he made it home before Yitzchak died.
Or
we know that Yitzchak
right
didn't.
There, huh?
No, Yitzchak also Yitzchak lived long enough to go through Mechiras Yosef according to Rashi, because he says in Vayeshev that Yitzchak didn't that Vayikumu Chobanov v'Chobanov Sav v'Lachamo, and Rashi says Yitzchak didn't. Only his children tried to be Nachamim. Yitzchak didn't because he knew Baruch HaKodesh that Yosef
this
wasn't
is
dead.
Life, right.
So clearly he lived long enough to see Yaakov come home.
Very good.
But the point is that he moved slowly.
Right.
And so he felt like, okay, I can't, you know, just like drop everything, and it's not going to work for me to get to Marzal HaPela. I have to bury her here.
Right. We should not come to the Marzal HaPela and Yaakov. It's more my cotton, no?
Right. That we don't delay. We don't leave women, right? We don't leave the mita of women lying.
Right.
Right, in state, you know, literally it says in Berchov.
Shishach Ziva, Rabbi Shavel quotes.
Right,
Ziva.
Right, Gemara says, because, right.
Rabbi Kovadik. And he's so much, you're able to be natless. I think there's
no,
like
so I think his contention, right, so his, but his contention is, if the Gemara says that we can't, you know, leave them to lie in state, that also means I really can't delay the Kfura long enough to take her to Marsha Machpelah. I have to bury her right away. And then the Rabban says, but he's over that he's just putting him off. He's just excusing himself.
Right. What do you mean? Just
Panisov or Shraio Elu Dreisach?
Yes. What are you saying, that he's just what?
He's excusing. He's making excuses.
Right.
Right. He's trying to justify.
Yeah. He's not. He thought this was a legitimate reason why he didn't bury Marzal HaPela. Yeah.
Right.
He's not just Stam, you know.
Right. No, I understand that.
Gam Yosef Yedei Shemes B'Derech V'Nikvah B'Aretz V'Al Kavod Asala B'Moisa. You know he did.
And Yosef knew all of this. Yosef was there. Yosef knew all the reasons.
You know that he gave her COVID. But Yaakov really didn't want to take her there.
The true underlying reason.
Because he didn't want to bury their two sisters.
He doesn't want to be so open about the fact that he married two sisters.
He's embarrassed from his forefather's leg.
He's not thinking more about you know, benching.
Yeah, I'm talking about Kufi Gimel and Beth.
Yeah.
Lo Lehi Anisis Lo Rishonim Heter V'Rachav Avaso Osam Nanashim Nosham Lacha. Took it because of a netter.
He had promised to marry her, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, but Leah was, you know, Zocha basically to be Marzal HaPela, because the truth is, of the two sisters, she was the one that he married Beheter. I mean, fine, he intended to marry Rochel, but
right.
He married her Beheter, and so
you
therefore.
The Bible, she tells us that it was Chutzlarts, you know?
Yeah.
That's what he says on the bottom. The netter should not have Shalokha, Lakoka, Ayan, Parsons, Drop, Shehivi, Shemari, Maharamint, Sheikh Shari, Hai Rochel, Kitchets, Tchila, Bavoda.
Truth is, wow, right, because the Kiddushin was really on Rachel, and the Nisun then happened
right, with Leah.
With Leah.
So they had dinner of status of Goyim.
Because technically she was the one who was married Beheter, because her Kiddushin came. No, her Kiddushin came before Leah's.
Right. I mean, if they're
You have to say from the Maharim
that they stayed Goyim.
That they were right. They were Bnei Noach. Because if they weren't Bnei Noach,
then Rachel's good.
Then Leah should have died as soon as right. They got to Eretz Yisrael.
Right. Shari Kadmu Kiddushev. I know Avoda. Right. Sadik for Hira Zachat Tzioni. So the Shonu Yishev is Yom Yarab Rochel. I said this is Luhetu Scar. What is Shonu? Is Kivul Kiddush Hashem? Very good. So you have to say they had a status Bnei Noach.
According to that, yeah. If you're
it's just strange. The Ramban seems to be hedging because he went out of his way and said it wasn't a problem. You know.
Correct.
All right. Good. So Lamaisa, he felt bad. You get this. You know, he seems like a little bit of a steer, no?
Yeah.
I mean, he says, like you said, the underlying reason he didn't want to bury the two sisters there. This is all really. It really was an excuse, like
in
you
a
said.
Sense, yeah.
I was saying it was, but it really was.
That's Alter Achav Pshat. I mean, he brings the drush also. He's okay with, you know, he's not unhappy with the drush. He's just saying, you know, Alter Achav Pshat.
Yeah, but he says, Ani Sover, you know?
Yep.
What do you mean, Alter Achav Pshat, he said what?
So Alter Achav Pshat, he had said that he was making, you know, justifications.
Right, right. But it wasn't real.
Right, the drush was that it's, you know, the way the Ramban always says, that the Maisa Avos is al Shem Ha'asid. It's all, you know, Ramazim about what's going to happen.
Right.
But then he says, Alter Achav Pshat, he's busy justifying why he didn't do it.
Right. Yeah, which seems to be a little bit steerier than Ramban. I mean, the Bems
right,
and
if you say there was, if you
the
say there wasn't a problem, then no. So that's right. Why you have to kind of fall back.
I mean, Bems
oh, so
Ramban's
you're saying the Ramban himself
Gemara.
Seems.
I'm saying, yeah, I was saying steering the Ramban.
Right, because Ramban says that it wasn't a problem.
Behavior, and now he says this is a
right. He was embarrassed
was
about.
Yeah. I think we have to say
no, because maybe the reality was. I mean, even if there's justifications for what he did, the reality was they were two sisters.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's either Mutter or it's Osir, you know. I'm saying the Ramban who justifies what he did is really against Gemara. Gemara says it seems like it was a problem, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think you have to say maybe it still looks bad.
Right, no, the Ramban is saying it was a problem here, right? He's saying it was a problem. That's why he's embarrassed to put them to both.
Right, but I'm saying the Ramban said it wasn't a problem because he
then he said it was right. Then he said it wasn't a problem.
I'm saying it's a steer in the Ramban.
Yes, but this Ramban works with the Gemara that Yaakov was embarrassed.
Right, but the previous one doesn't. So I think maybe what you have to say is that it looks bad. It's kind of like the Rav said, "Kol Omer David Chata Einu Ela Toa," but it says "Kol Omer David," but it doesn't say David is a Melech. David is a Melech. The many psukim tell him he has tshuva for
Chila. Right.
As a Melech, the Rav said it wasn't Oskar what he did. So also as well, the Chir Shabavis.
Right. As he saw, it wasn't right, but as Yaakov was okay.
Maybe it didn't look right. You know, that's why he didn't want to be embarrassed. Maybe it just looked right. Okay. Let's see. Perik Mem Ches Pasuk Vov. Yeah.
That didn't happen, but...
What do you mean?
Right? Yaakov says to Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh are like, they're going to be like my sons, they're going to be Shvatim, right? If you have any other children, any other sons, they will be Nichlal within Ephraim and Manasseh.
Yes. How are they going to divide them up?
No, the reality is he didn't,
he didn't have any
other children. Correct.
And Dira Yomer doesn't say that either, does he?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Someone just asked me that if he had. I said I didn't think so, no.
Certainly it's not written in the Torah. And
right.
Nothing I've ever seen. Not that I claim to be an expert.
They won't have nachla. Only the shvatim get it, right?
Well, it's to each shevet, and then within each shevet, it's going to get divided up. So they would get a share. It's not that they're not going to get a share at all if there were other children, but they're not going to get their own independent. Region or province, let's say, right? We don't, like we talk about, here's the chelek of Menashe, here's the chelek of Ephraim.
How do you divide up which will go to Menashe, which guys will go to Ephraim?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you talk about it, but...
Yeah. Okay. Zayin or Nochon. Thinks it's wrong.
Wow. Okay.
Shekin ena b'chor liyosev elin ena b'chor bilvat shikub ronav shvatim. Kasav on b'nachalosum. Kum ronav nachalai kashim aruvin v'shim alol davracher.
He says he doesn't like what Rashi says, because if that's true, then the fact that the Bechorah was transferred to Yosef, right, after Reuven, after the Maaseh of Bilhah, the fact that the Bechorah was transferred to Yosef was only with respect to that his children, his sons, his first sons would be, like he would become two Shvatim, like Pishnayim in being Shvatim.
Uh-huh.
But the Kosov says, B'nachalosom, right, that there has to be a Pishnayim in Nachla as well, not just in being Shvatim.
Uh-huh.
Right? It was Gemara Amru L'Nachla,
Kashtu
L'Shimon V'lo L'Davar Acher. I compared them, Ephraim and Manasseh, to the other Shvatim.
Lagabi Nachla, not Lagabi Parel and Dover Shotzibo.
Right.
Rov Shvatim do a pure Rov's Bezin, even though it's Mia Kal Bezin's Chayavin.
Okay.
Ephraim and Manasseh consider one Shavit, only for Nachla.
Uh huh.
I guess they're considered separate, no?
Right.
That
they didn't divide it up that way.
Right.
Right, that doesn't say that at all. If you say, oh, well, each one of Bnei Yosef gets a double portion bigger than everybody else, that they don't say that in the cause of anywhere. The only time we talk about it is here.
He treated him like other Shvat, not that he was a Bechor, no?
Right.
That's how the Pasuk
says, right, that they gave the Bechorah to the children of Yosef.
Yeah.
He's saying he doesn't like Rashi. What Rashi says at all, I don't.
Sure, it's a silly shvat in the schach. Shnei masar cholak mishovim yosu memenu natos shovim chumim.
So saying he thinks that what happened was they divided up into 12 equal sized pieces. However you define equal, right? Equal in area, equal in value, equal in whatever.
Yeah, but it didn't depend on the population.
It didn't depend on the size of the tribe, because Shimon, which was a small tribe, got the same amount of something as Yehuda, which was a large tribe. Right? And Ephraim and Manasseh each got one portion too.
Yeah, well said. So he says,
So a chulka is the bechora, and chasanta is the normal yerusha.
Right.
So it seems to me that telling him that Menashe and Ephraim are each going to get a portion means that Yosef himself is essentially getting two. So that seems how they would get the bechora.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so when it says you give more to the bigger and less to the smaller, that's not talking about to the Shvatim, that's talking within a Shevet, then you allocate that land based on family size.
Right. What is he saying? He's saying within each
Shevet, you have bigger pieces and smaller pieces, depending on population. Mm-hmm. But as far as the Shvatim themselves, you can't say, no, you know, Yehuda was, you don't look at, oh, Yehuda percentage-wise is most of Klal Yisrael, so they get the biggest portion of land. No, everybody got the same value, let's say, the same area, I don't know, the same portion. And then how you divide that up amongst the people within the Shevet, that depends on the size of the family of Yosef Mitzrayim.
Right.
How can those who already passed on can be Yoresh? Oh, maybe it's those who have passed away. Yorshim HaChayim, the living inherit the ones who passed away.
Very good.
Like Vinos Slavchot.
Klav Einim She Yosef Haya Bechor L'Nachlon. Klav was Yosef was Bechor L'Nachlon. Chalki Yisrael L'Shvatim was Bechor Nosel Kruvim Shemim Shove. If Klav Yisrael divided up into tribes, yeah?
Yep.
Was Bechor Nosel Kruvim Shemim Shove. When I never show Chalki L'Shem Kenig L'Minakos, maybe it's Paul head-wise. No, you know, poll-wise.
By population.
Right, Nusselim, Kefalim, Mesparim, Chilik, Kloshim, Kedin, Sharon, Roshim. He says it's positive.
And however you look at it, I think the Rabban's going to say, right, Yosef winds up with a double portion. If you look at it as Al Shvatim, so then the single Yosef got split into Menashe and Ephraim, boom, now Yosef's got two portions, right? Two Shevet portions worth. And if you look at it as that it was given out, you know, Lugugulosum by population, so then they just said, okay, everybody who was in Menashe and Ephraim got double what everybody else would get.
Right. So they weren't treated like a separate tribe?
Well, it depends on how you're looking at it. If you're looking at it as by separate tribes.
I'm saying Lugugulosum.
Well, then nobody gets. Then nobody was done by tribes.
I guess. They're like Reuben and Shimon. They became the Bechor, yeah?
Yeah. And if you say, what does it mean, Ephraim, Manasseh, Reuven, Shimon, Yuli? Kiflaim is wrong. Double their actual numbers. They're going to get a double portion, just like Reuven's portion and Shimon's portion. Reuven, each person is going to get a certain portion. Shimon, each person get a certain portion. Ephraim and Manasseh are going to get double that.
All right. Yeah, Tom Kruger, Shimon, Kafilim, Shimon, Yishu Yosef, Shar, Shvadim, Benachlet, Tia, Bechor, Likar, Shimon, Shvadim, Kamar, Rav, Sedver, Yav, Shimon, Shimon, Ponim. To say Yosef like what?
But to say that Yosef was going to become two actual Shvatim, he says he doesn't like that at all.
That's impossible to say.
He says in the footnote.
That I thought he said that possibility, though, no?
Right, but then he rejected it. He seems to reject it.
By saying what? It was Lugugul also?
See, if it was Lugugul also, yeah.
And it was Lugugul Sam, in other words.
Well, first he offered, I think he's offering two different Shvatim. It's not clear, right? First he says, if you say that it was split up by Shvatim, so then, yeah, each one of them is considered a Shevet, so Yosef winds up with double two. What everybody else got.
Right.
And if you say no, that it was strictly Lugugul Osam, then, okay, they're not counted as separate Shvatim, but they're still getting double the amount of land, because each person is getting a double portion.
Each person is getting...
In Menashe and Ephraim.
Yeah, but that's Lugugul Osam.
Right, that was if you follow Lugugul Osam, but in that case, Menashe and Ephraim aren't counted as separate Shvatim.
Right. It says in the Bible, Zodor Yishir B'Shum Ponim, I and Rahim should return to Tanis Ramban, the Fifa Shidis Rashi, Lysa Bechor Yosef.
El Kavod Bilvad. Now, it's
according to Rashi.
When it says that the Bechor went to Yosef, that was only the Kavod, had nothing to do with Nachala itself.
So the Fifa Shidis Rashi, Lysa Bechor Yosef, the Kavod Bilvad, Lolin and Nachala. According to Rashi, there was no Bechor Yosef, the Kavod Bilvad, Lolin and Nachala. She didn't get anything. What does that mean? They didn't even get Nachala.
Right. At most, maybe they got a better selection as being the Bechor, so they got like first choice, basically.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay, good.